bag water and repel the water. I don't know what happened to these other people. What happened to them? That's funny. We must remember that when you are assigned a position in a department or as an entity or whatever, that does not mean that that's your whole business. It's a company. It's being run by collective. So if you have a problem, if you have a bereavement or you are ill or something else, you must assign somebody else to do the job. What happens if you die tomorrow? Does that mean that the water boss also dies because you are dead? Does it work like that? I don't accept the apology. I don't accept the apology. The only apology that I accept is when a person is ill or when a person has got a domestic problem, he or she can't be here on herself or on himself and then appoint someone else. I don't have a problem with that. But I have a serious problem. When an entire board decides that they are not coming to parliament because one individual has got a problem. We are talking of a board here. We are not talking of an individual person. A board which is supposed to have more than 10 people or more than 8 people. So please, in future, those that are here now, they must know that this committee, this portfolio committee, it's not going to accept any funny apologies. Because if we say that we need financial annual reports here and no financial status, we need it. We need it. By law, we must have it, and we need it. How will we know that you have challenges where you are in order for us to be able to assist you? So they will have to come here to on Monday. We want them here. They must come on Monday. They are not here. The people that I'm talking about, they are not even here. The other boards which are here, they're fine, they're here. I'm talking about a board which decided that the chairman or whoever is not well or has got a bereavement within the family, so they can't come. Never heard of such a thing.
Colleagues in the Water Board. We've attempted to present in line with the format that's been provided. We have, however, taken the liberty of organizing it in a way which makes the presentation a bit more simple. In terms of Bloomwater's service area, we provide water in the bulk water two municipalities and a number of individual clients in the Central and Southern Free State. We also intend extending our services in other parts of the Free State as well as the Northern Cape through agreements with the municipalities in the areas just mentioned. Our municipal clients, the district municipalities of Motheo and Gariep, and these include local municipalities of Mangaung, Kopanong, Mansopa, and Naledi, with Mangaung being our biggest client. In terms of the PFMA, we are Schedule 3B entity reporting to Parliament via the Executive Authority, the Department of Water Affairs and Environment, Water and Environment, the new ministry. In terms of the Constitution, we're an organ of state established in terms of the Water Services Act. Bloom Water, as a partner of excellence in water, seeks to continue to provide safe, clean, quality water and related services in terms of our obligations in the water, as set out in the Water Services Act, amongst others, to assist local government in the delivery of sustainable, efficient, and affordable water services. How have we done in this regard? Our view is, at the risk of sounding immodest, that the year under review has shown that there are exciting possibilities for change that will make universal access to safe, clean, good quality drinking water and related services a reality. As an organization, we've embraced those possibilities. We've established a reputation for our quality service and service delivery. We strive to maintain this at all times as we continue to meet the expectations of the communities we serve. We're proud to have realized significant achievements in aspects of our sustainability performance, ranging from our impressive financial performance to improved governance practices, effective risk management, and most importantly, in the implementation of a transformation strategy. We need to bear in mind that Bloom Water, prior to 2006, had little or no transformation. We provide responsible and sustainable service delivery to our customers in tandem with upholding the ecological integrity and sustainability of our natural resources. We're one of the few water boards, and I have no problems bragging about this, that have engaged the university to undertake research studies, and we have comprehensive reports on the state of our rivers in the areas we service. We've got a 10-year river study report. We're proud of our initiatives to reach out to communities we serve and to provide for opportunities for social and economic development. We're not talking about soup kitchens here. We're not talking about handing out T-shirts or bottles of water. We believe that in order to ensure that our communities are sustainable, we need to engage in substantive work with our communities. Bloom Water, as an employer, is committed to providing a transformed, equitable, and rewarding employment in a safe and safe working environment. Our emphasis on occupational health and safety is second to none. From a transformation perspective, the transformation and reorientation which we speak of is not merely adjustments to managerial control. It's not about faces. It involves a composite package of adjustments to the way in which we organize work and allocate work to address operational challenges and the historical underutilization of skills, particularly of black workers. You'd have workers who've been working for 19 years remaining a general assistant, whereas the person has worked on a pipeline but simply hasn't been given the opportunity to get the requisite skills to be appointed to the position of an artisan, and that's what we're seeking to undo. We've also sought to adjust the grading of positions and the introduction of notch increases together with comprehensive performance contracts. Changes in industrial relations generally, spanning from our relations with organized labor, as well as the reduction in disciplinary and performance management, the reduction of the length of time it takes to process disciplinary action and the implementation of performance management. We sought to put in place mechanisms for the participation of all workers in and the management of Bloom Water as a public service entity. The introduction of flexibility in job profiling and job allocations has meant that the historic rigidities and workplace ethos of hierarchies, strict job demarcations, and rigid lines of authority impede communication. We've sought to undo that. The improved workplace cooperation with labor has the objectives of consistently addressing workplace practices from a management and labor perspective to build a new workplace regime based on consensus about roles, rights, and responsibilities, and we seek to cooperate in the training of workers on their rights and responsibilities over and above the substantive skills development that we engage in. The improved performance that we've registered from an operations and skills development perspective bears testimony to the fact that transformation and democratization of Bloemwater has begun in earnest. We've gone from having one woman at the helm in Bloemwater prior to my appointment to having four women, two black and two white women at executive level out of a executive complement of seven. The fine balance upon which Bloemwater's sustainability is premised, namely financial, operation, environmental and social responsibility decision making and action, has been challenged. Our unwavering and dedicated support to Utkumba District Municipality and other municipal clients bears testimony to the heightened sense of responsibility which we carry through in practice. As an organization dealing in blue gold, we have showed our adaptability, responsibility, responsiveness, and accountability. The mammoth task of re-engineering and restructuring the workplace will continue unabated and in a consultative and participatory manner. There's been pockets of resistance, which we continue to deal with. I think you'd agree with me that the Free State is a difficult province in terms of the rigid race relations that exist, but I think as a management team we've dealt with it. Then perhaps I should change it, Chairperson, and say in the context of Bloemwater, my experience has been that race features highly and we're dealing with it. The financial position of Bloemwater remains sound, taking into account the considerable amount payable in interest and capital redemption, as well as the involvement of Bloemwater in areas where services are rendered, but limited cost recovery is gained. Our main concern, however, remains the non-payment of customers in cost recovery environments. While great strides have been made to engage in debt recovery, there are a few local municipality debtors who remain a concern. From a capital expenditure perspective, the Board of Bloemwater has embarked on a revision of our program together with our municipalities in order to ensure that there's a more integrated approach to infrastructure development. Again, from a challenge perspective, very specifically from the municipality, we have examples where we attend IDP meetings and we're the only ones who pitch. The municipality who invited us is not at the meeting. That's a problem for future planning in infrastructure, which requires long lead times. From an operational effectiveness perspective, the organization has done well. We focused on quality assurance, cost management, and delivery systems. Bloemwater's commitment to excellence has clearly been established through the funding of water quality management and related projects together with our municipal clients. From a financial perspective, from our external audit report, we have no qualifications. Our major achievements in terms of financial performance for the period under review is our continued solvency, ongoing liquidity. We remain a going concern. Our debtors position has improved and there's proactive debt management in place. Our cash position has improved. Our debt ratios remain high due to our CapEx requirements. Water sales are higher than budgeted for. Again, that has got to do with the natural environment, specifically the fact that we experience drought, which is beginning to change, so our water sales ought to drop considerably. Streamlining of pension funds in terms of funding the deficit has been successful. We have a net surplus, and I specifically say surplus, Chairperson, and not profit, of 49.1 million. 47 million of that has been transferred to the Capital Replacement and Development Fund. That's our CapEx money, so the money is reinvested directly into the organization as well as our insurance fund. From an infrastructure perspective, the factors influencing infrastructure development is growth in volumes of water supplied as well as refurbishment, renovation, and replacement of existing assets. While there's been limited expansion of the area of supply, refurbishment of assets has been undertaken extensively. The current amount of $64 million in CapEx for the 07-08 year and spent in 08-09 is in fact spent, and we anticipate spending a further 48 million rand in the new fiscal year. Chairperson, this is just a breakdown of some of the projects that we engaged in, and as you'd be able to see, a number of the areas in which we plan to work also falls within the province's priority areas, Tabanchu being one of them. Throughout our service area, from a state of our water quality perspective, we've paid particular attention to water quality issues, and we comply with SAMS 241 in all respects. We have comprehensive monitoring programs in place, and we also have our results verified, or our water tested, in order to ensure independent verification by the Free State University. Raw water quality is an issue of concern, very specifically the pollutants that happen upstream as a result of poor municipal sewage functions. Data in respect of water quality is logged through our regional draft offices and into the National Water Quality Register. I've indicated that our water quality challenge comes from pollutants in our raw water, as well as the Caledon River with the excessive filtration that makes water treatment extremely costly. We've engaged the department to assist in the long-term resolution of this problem, because this is one of the department's main assets. Chairperson, in conclusion, I think the energy crisis has highlighted major challenges in our use of a natural resource. Up to now, the vast flows of the ecosystem services, water, oil, land, energy, and waste, has been pumped through the Bloom Water system, and it's been cheap enough to make it viable. But this consumption model can't continue, and as one of our strategic thrusts, we'd look to see how this can be undone going forward in order to ensure that from an environmental perspective, from the use of a natural resource, we take in greater care. The Bloom Water system is extremely resource intensive. Every oil price corresponds to net increases in the amounts of cash transferred from the Bloom Water system into the economy as a whole. And the more expensive it is to produce water, the more expensive the cost of providing that water becomes to communities, and that leaves less cash in the local economy. What we need to begin to look at. Is developing a sustainable model as opposed to a mere consumption model in years going forward. Chairperson, in absolute final conclusion, we undertake to the Portfolio Committee to continue assisting government in its commitment to work together in speeding up economic growth and transforming the economy to create decent work and sustainable livelihoods. We recommit to assisting government in building social infrastructure and economic infrastructure, in strengthening our province's skills and human resource base, and thus the resource base of our country. We commit to working together with all governmental sectors to build a cohesive and caring and sustainable community and environment. We commit ourselves to working with our sister organizations in Africa in pursuing African advancement and ensuring sustainable resource management. Testimony of this commitment is our 10-year partnership with the Northern Region Water Board of Malawi, who provided invaluable engineering services to Bloom Water over the past 10 years. And for this, I have my predecessors to thank, even before NEPAD existed, to have the foresight to establish this relationship. We continue to commit ourselves to working with communities supported by other departments to embrace the exciting possibilities which exist for developing our province and our country. And of course.
Thank you very much. That was Bloom Water.
Good morning, Chairperson, members of the committee, colleagues. I will take the Chairperson's advice and dispense with the instructions. Can we please go straight to slide number 4 on the presentation, which will give the committee an idea of the area that we service, and it covers 4 municipalities in the area, as well as 4 or 5 of the major towns to whom we supply direct bulk water. Then the committee asked us to highlight achievements. We've listed only 10, and one of them being, in spite of backlog that we inherited, we have been able to put in place our refurbishment programs, which is absolutely vital and absolutely crucial at the moment because of our systems coming up to about 25 to 30 years now with no previous refurbishment having been done. We've done a pilot study also, which we feel was an achievement of ultrafiltration membranes. This has been concluded, and we feel very strongly that this could present one of the ways in which to solve the purification problems of the future. The refurbishment projects that we have embarked on so far, it really illustrates the relevance of these refurbishment projects, because on just one of our pump stations, we have managed to achieve a 16% reduction in electricity costs. Our charge structures, because we don't get any subsidies, it is the only means of income for overbuilt water, and we have, unfortunately, a unique position whereby we have to transport small quantities of water across a network of almost 1,500 kilometers. But at the same time, our structures also allows us to apply water conservation and demand management and to encourage efficient use of commercial water. Our real water losses at the moment is below 4%, which we understand is well below the national average. Our water quality is of the highest standard because we implement our testing to the schedules that are prepared for us, and we have the honor of having been awarded the Blue Drop certification. And I must just point out to the committee that very few of the water boards have in fact achieved this. For the second time running, we have been adjudicated as the best implementing agent for the Working for Water project countrywide. Our client base are highly satisfied, not just with the quality of the product that we supply, but also with the surety of delivery. We have never had any breakdowns or not being able to supply to any of our clients. We have, at the moment, zero labor unrest, zero labor problems, and added to that, we do not have any problems with collecting revenue, and I might mention specifically from our municipalities. They are very good at doing that. Having highlighted the achievement, it doesn't come without any of the challenges. Everybody faces the global recession, and that is something that we will have to deal with. But perhaps one of our major problems lies in the conclusion of the service agreements with the water authorities in our area. We have, on occasion, requested the assistance of both DREAR, SALGA, DPLG, and this committee. And we feel that without proper agreements in place, expansion cannot take place, because we need to have some security of how we are going to recoup our costs. We need to also, as one of our challenges, to minimize the refurbishment backlog that we inherited, and this automatically is tied to our reserves. And we need to further strengthen our position as a leading service provider in the area. We have again received an unqualified audit report in spite of the fact that a possible case of fraud was picked up in our systems, but the audit report was unqualified because of the measures that we took and because of the new measures that we put in place in order to avoid further occurrences of this nature. This is a slide of our performance summary over the financial year. As you can see, we highlighted 11 items there that have improved significantly in the financial year. If one takes into consideration the fact that 9 months in advance budgets are to be prepared, Overberg can be proud of the fact that in spite of the global recession and all the other cost implications, we have achieved an 85,000 rand loss for the financial year. But this was after our allocation to our reserves. Our fixed assets have increased by 4.7% on an infrastructure investment of around about 3.2 million. We have an outstanding loan to the department of 27.8 million. But this was a loan that was incurred for the original acquisition of the plants and infrastructure involved. We repay this to DREAR at around 1.2 million a year and should be redeemed by the year 2031. Ideally, if DREAR were to write off that loan, we would be able to show much better figures. Our total reserves available for infrastructure and major maintenance at the end of 2007-2008 was at 18.6 million. And this is not a reserve fund that we just leave there. Most of it has already been allocated for future refurbishment and maintenance. Chairperson, I come to something very, very crucial. And I would like the members to look at the colored sheet attached to the presentation. And I would like you to look at the amount of red that is highlighted there. This is totally unacceptable. What we have done, the red indicates critical, the yellow indicates medium-term requirements, the blue is not so crucial, and the green is okay. But don't sit on your laurels. You still have to maintain that green all the way through. What we've done, we initiated a project which was funded by the Masibambane Fund to look at all the purification plants within the Western Cape. And I must say that it shocked us to get this report. It is based on a technical audit system which is similar to the financial auditing that takes place on an annual basis, and this should in fact also be done on an annual basis. Because although on the surface purification plants may appear to be viable, when you sit down and you analyze, then you realize the dangers involved in both from a health point of view as well as from a long sustainability point of view. We identified the needs for this, and we were fortunate enough to get the funding, as I mentioned, from the Masibambane Fund. Unfortunately, we were limited because of the funding that was given to us. And we feel very strongly that because of the current lack of coherence in assessing water purification, we need to have a national system in place whereby these assessments or audits can be done on a regular basis to keep all of us on our toes, Overberg as well as the other water bodies. Perhaps the committee can take this up in the workshop that is being scheduled. This, unfortunately, is the result. Now the question comes, what are we doing about it? And the answer is quite simple, really. We have informed and provided all the data to all the municipalities in our area and those in surrounding areas, and we have asked them to please contact us so that we can assist them in resolving the issues that are highlighted here. We need the committee's support for that. And I feel quite certain that if the Western Cape project is successful, it should be no problem to roll this out throughout the country. The results that are illustrated here, it was conducted by an independent firm of engineering and water specialist consultants. We had absolutely no involvement in the research that was done. We gave our input, and the various municipalities gave their input. Site visits were performed, and so forth. It was done totally independently. We feel that it creates for us 10 different areas that we need to look at. Plus, at the end of the day, a composite recommendation of what is and should be done. It will even provide for us, for managers, generic process and for process controllers, the guidelines under which municipalities need to operate optimally if they want to make sure that they are providing good quality water to their clients. Chairperson, I cannot stress this highly enough, because on occasion we have encountered instances where certain municipalities were mixing untreated borehole water with the water that we supply to them, and that is unacceptable. The technical audits, we feel strongly, should be done on an annual basis, just as the financial audits are done. And we would like the committee's support, number one, to repeat this exercise. Number two, we would like to extend this exercise and cover the entire Western Cape. Three, we would like to develop and apply similar systems for the whole of the Western Cape for sewage treatment as well as for water conservation and demand management. It is sincerely hoped that our application for further funding will be approved. I thank you for your time and your indulgence.
The copies that were distributed are in slide form like this. But if the members of the committee have been given the one that they have got to take notes on.
But you don't want to because the time
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Good morning, Chairperson, members of the portfolio committee, Chairpersons and members of different boards, colleagues and friends in the sector. Mahalis Water is the...
Well, morning, Chair. Well, I can't speak for the rest of the board, but in the case of Mahalis Water Board, we have not confirmed the appointment of the CEO who was on probation. That's why we have
the same
letter
who is on probation?
My traditional position is the general manager of the
Chairperson, what we think is that our chief executive officer, who is not here, the board did not confirm her appointment. So, Mr. Letourneau is acting on that.
The one who's not being
Mr. Letourneau is acting. We had a chief executive officer until I think 2 weeks ago when the board decided not to confirm her appointment.
So she also was on probation and decided not to confirm her? Because when you say that when a person is on probation, still that person is on acting basis, it doesn't work like the labor law. So what you're saying, you don't have Aninayo. You don't imagine you're telling us what's wrong with that. When it's hair, you always have problems when it comes to
confession. Well, Jefferson, I'm not sure if... But basically, Chair, I think that when the board did the assessment, you know, we find that the chief executive officer scored less than 50%, which was not acceptable to the board, and a whole range of other issues that happened during the probation period. That probation was extended, I think, twice. So she was there, I think, for almost a year or so. It's during that period, I think, there were a number of other issues which we can put in the committee for debate.
In her view, was she the best candidate? Because you must have interviewed when you appointed him.
Chairperson, in terms of the interviews, I think she was among the best that we have, also taking into account that as a board we also wanted to affirm the humility in that particular position. But there were also other information that the members of the board felt that this information should have been brought to the attention of the board before she was appointed from her previous employer, which was not brought to the attention of the board. We only read about those in the newspaper and so on and so on, and the board support to the belief. Had a problem with that. The question of policy and all of those things. But we can really give the portfolio a complete report.
Thank you.
Well, Chair, we would love to do that. I can also indicate it to the committee that I think a week ago we have received now legal papers from the incumbent. So we want the legal process to complete the process.
Start now.
Yeah.
Is there anything that looking around?
We are based in Dassenberg. I have a pretty within the Mukhari Mountains in Dassenberg. We supply across four provinces. And for today's presentation, we will be covering a number of issues here: vision and mission, key objectives, alignment to Department of Water and Environmental Affairs, aid of supply, core and non-core services, bulk and wastewater treatment plants, municipal areas, challenges, achievements, financial performance. Audit the board's financial performance and complex social investments. The vision of Mahal Zota is to be the leading provider of quality water services. We say also in our mission statement that we want to pursue and attain a vision by optimizing operational resources and technologies. That is influencing and contributing to health and ensuring staff equity, competence, and capability, complying with relevant legislation, standards, and guidelines, building customer and community capacity and relationships. We also say in terms of our key objectives, we say we want to ensure availability and supply of sustainable water services. That is, water services meaning water and sanitation. We also want to contribute to the sustainable and equitable access to basic water and sanitation services to water service authorities. What we do as Mahal Water, we're at the forefront of our program in terms of sanitation programs. We also want to contribute to the extension of the supply of water services to unserved areas. You will see in our presentation that we have the Department of Environment and of Water and Environmental Affairs in terms of drought disease problems and the sanitation problems. We also want to foster strong relationships and collaboration with all Mahal stakeholders. It means municipalities and everyone in the supply chain. We also, like I've mentioned, the drought relief program and infrastructure establishment, eradication of sanitation backlogs and other million development goals, twin agreement with Ghana Water in Zambia. That is how we align to the Department of Water and Environmental Affairs, because we want to espouse the relevant programs and the available programs of the ministry. Our area of supply, our supply area covers 5,000 square kilometers. We are covering a bigger area, unlike other water boards. We supply water across four provinces. In some of the provinces, we actually co-supply with potable water and bore water supply. We've got two main catchments, that is the crocodile and olifant. Most of our water that we drink at Mahanis Water comes from the return flow. In other words, from the wastewater plants of Johannesburg and Victoria. So we're sitting with a high content in terms of salt and oil. This is our area of supply. We're working closely with a Mozambique municipality. We're also working together with Madibe municipality in Brest. Working together with Moroteli municipality. We're working together with Belabela municipality and Mudimunde municipality. We're also working together with the Lusinda Temani municipality and the city of Tshwane. I must say, for Tshwane and Rustenburg municipality, we are providing operational maintenance to the city of Tshwane as well as retail services. For Rustenburg municipality, we are providing operational maintenance of drinking water and wastewater plants. So, we in terms of sanitation, we're doing a lot for the Rustenburg municipality. We're also working with Kethlen River municipality, whereby we are helping the Department of Water Affairs to implement and run with the drought relief program. Makhanfo has got two supply areas, that is the east area and the western area. In the western area, that is mainly Rustenburg, and in the east area, that is the areas that mainly the Tshwane and Kethlen River and Modimolle and Bela Bela. What is happening at Makhanis Water? We do have the core services and also the non-core services. In other words, we assess the water, we purify water, we store water, distribute, analyze water in terms of scientific services, sanitation, non-core. We are implementing a project on behalf of the Department of Environmental Water and Environmental Affairs for rural supply, catchment management services, water services in joint venture with the municipalities, water conservation functions, pollution control and abatement, operation and maintenance, like I mentioned earlier on. Because we are receiving best quality water at Makhanis Water, we've got the appropriate technology. We've sort of come up with the technology in the financial year in question to say for us to be able to treat water, because we need to comply to SANS 241. We're saying we've got the technology in terms of dissolved air flotation systems. We've got also the rapid gravity filters. We also do chloramination, that is adding chlorine and ammonia, to make sure that the water that gets to the people has got the residual chlorine. In other words, we improve the contact time. Makhanis Water traditionally has got four water purification plants, the biggest one being Falkop in the west area. This plant is treating 210 megaliters of water per day. And also the other one in Chebdrup, this is the one that is supplying Modimolle, Bela Bela. Balma Dal plant as well is in Nugenza Temani. Highland is also supplying water in Nugenza Temani. What is happening is that in terms of wastewater, we're doing a lot of work for the municipality of Rustenburg. That is, with Jiko, Monatato, the Chabon, Bosworth, we've got the wastewater purification plant there. Bosworth and Truop are the only plants that are taking purified water. These are the areas that I've mentioned earlier on. What we're doing in those areas, Madibeng local municipality, we're doing operation maintenance. In Madibeng, that's where we built with the Jonathan reverse osmosis plant, whereby we are reducing fluoride content in the water by having that reverse osmosis plant, because the people need water in the area. Moratelli, we're also doing a maintenance of pipelines. We are restoring the normal operation of those pipelines, because what is happening, people are damaging the isolation valves, illegal connections. People are connecting onto the air valves. And these are the challenges that we are facing in Makhanis Water. So we are working together with all the stakeholders to make sure that we restore those assets. City of Tshwane as well, we provide the retail services, like I've mentioned, operation and maintenance as well. At Makhanis Water, we do have challenges as well, and in the meanwhile, we are also intervening where possible. The first challenge that we've got here is the insufficient raw water resource. That is, there is a delay from the ministry in terms of allocating or giving us this raw water license, because the developments are happening all over the place, and we are saying if we get the raw water authority license, then we'll be able to attract more water so that we can meet the demands of the refunds. But at the same time, we are also working together with the municipality in terms of a macro area planning, because they do have the social development framework, they do have the water development plans. We're saying, guys, we need to engage us so that we can understand whether you're going for strong or densification, because most of them, they just end up approving development without considering the other services like water. Deteriorating water quality, like I've mentioned before, it's a concern to us as Makhanis Water, because when you look at your gross profit margin, it will definitely go down, because we're spending more money on materials. We have to buy chemicals to purify this water. So it's a challenge. I think we need vigilance from the ministry. Excessive demands, lack of consultation by municipalities, they don't, normally they don't engage the water board in terms of in terms of their development. We're also saying, at Mahalis Water, we do have a problem in terms of the skills, especially in the urban stream, because we operate in the platinum area, the mining area, we're competing for skills. Putting operators, they just take Mahalis Water as a training ground. We come and take those people because they can offer them the same salary, your examples of this world, you have, they need operators as well. But what we are doing is that we are coming up with a plan within the organization to retain this skill, and also to make sure that we fortify in terms of our internal training. Is that supply of electricity? Mahalis Water is having Falkop and other plants that are in the marooned area or athletic area. They are reliant on the renal system. So what we're doing is that we're engaging ESCOM to make sure that they exempt us in terms of power outages, because it takes time really to restart the plant. It takes time to fill up the system. We've got the problems in the fact that some of them, they don't have the storage system. So we supply directly into the network. Imagine if you've got a leak. You know, you're going to lose a lot of water. So we also say to them, guys, please, the unaccounted for water, we cannot afford to tolerate that. AG infrastructure, what is happening is that Mahalis Water, some of the lines were not properly maintained, especially in terms of cathodic protection. Because if you don't do that, then you end up having a serious problem in terms of your lifespan of your pipeline. Instead of the pipe lasting for 6 years, it lasts for 10 years, 15 years, because you are not maintaining the pipe. We are not protecting the pipeline according. So we are revisiting our asset management strategy and we're also reinvesting in our infrastructure. Achievement, we've achieved 99.6% in terms of class 1, 100% class 2. We are also in terms of disabling injury frequency rate as well, we get 1.5 recorded as opposed to 6.9% in 06-07 the financial year. This is because of aggressive safety awareness and rigorous training on safety and health, because you can't just discipline, you must also educate them, because some of the injuries are really not necessary. Provisional quality water inspired is related to water quality, like I said earlier on salination. We've got too much challenge in terms of your chloride and the toxins in the water. Eutrophication as well. Rivers are normally polluted in terms of algal blooms because of phosphorus and nutrient content in the water. Because if the municipalities are not managing their wastewater plants properly, we are going to end up feeding poor water. But what we did is Mahalis Water, we said, okay, we need to put certificates that ozonation. We are one of the few water boards in the world that is using ozonation and also using a GAC nutrition system. So we call using the system so that we can realize good quality water. And we're also having a contract on water and waste purification plants for operations and maintenance. Like I said earlier on, we've managed to retain our ISO 14001 accreditation. In other words, at Mahalis Water, we are eco-efficient. We take good care of the environment within which we operate. We also participate in the Water and Energy Sector Education Training Authority, implemented HIV awareness programs, implemented internship and budget programs, because we need to, as part of the balanced forecast, you must also consider people's learning perspective. You must also consider the growth of your internal people. We also implemented the injury assistance program. That is where we say awareness. Sometimes people are not okay. They cannot say some of the things to anyone. So we do have an arrangement with the consultants to actually give people support, because we do not create unnecessary and not in terms of corruption. We've also, PAN has also extended our contract in terms of retail services. It means we are doing well as a business. Improved cost recovery rate for other areas is hovering around 94%. But for the indigenous areas, where are people are still struggling, it's low. Completion of this program, like I said, in Mauritania, Dr. Stewart was supply of augmentation scheme. So in terms of working together with the ministry, we're doing drought relief and refurbishment. We've also we've got sanitation initiatives in place, educational campaigns to educate people on personal hygiene, household hygiene, community hygiene, and environmental hygiene. We also say we need to intercept the cycle of poverty, because lack of knowledge and not income due to illness, people either they are not addressing the central issue. They might be in, we have a national cost of lost production and resulting creative cost, because we have to address to administer. and medicines and health problems. So we're saying, as Mahal Swata as well, we did very well. We are audited by external consultants on our performance within the municipalities, and we achieved more than 90%. Training, we do that. Transformation, as Mahal Swata, we are committed to that as well. Governance, we also operate within the realms of governance. We're also saying we received an unconfirmed audit in the financial year 07-08 to emphasize that no other matters were reported. It's also covered on page 6 of 76 of our annual report. But we are saying at the same time, we also received a qualification in the financial year 06-07. And one of the issues on my left is that there was no policy in place for provision of doubtful data. What we did is that the concept has since been developed and the provision of the policy were applied for the financial year 07-08. There were no reconciliation systems in place to identify prepaid expenditure. What we did, we created the conditions were performed on a monthly basis, and a system has been put in place to ensure complete of operations. The third one was the validity of significant expenses on RDP could not be verified as no contracts could be obtained. What we did there is been ensured that for the new RDP project, contracts are being entered into with both consultants and contractors to comply with the procurement policy of Mahal Swata. This is our water sales. If you look at the blue line and the red line, that is accumulated water sales, there's a budget of water sales. It means we're not far away from our budget. So we're planning very, very well within the organization. This covers all the Mahal Swata plants, plus the plants that we're selecting on behalf of the fund. And fun. Financial performance, at Mahal Swata, we are a going concern. Increased demand led to volume increase as well, net surplus increased, current ratio decreased because of impaired data for multiple time municipality, account receivable also decreased, capacity added with payment in debt and increased asset base. Net asset value reached 1 billion rand, 25% of the liquid. It's evident in the slide, what I've mentioned earlier on in terms of the sales investment income, net profit and gross margin. But this margin is going down because now our material costs are also escalating. We need to buy commodities to do our business. Financial position in terms of investment, you can see there is an increase for the financial year 2007-08. Long term liabilities is zero. In other words, the bin contract, they call this the lazy balance sheet, but now that we are running with key projects, we start to borrow money to be able to run with some of the important projects. The current ratio as well, the payment of short term debt. Asset efficiency ratio as well, you can see it's going down. Corporate social investment. As an organization, we say we need to be socially responsible. We've committed 10 million rand for corporate social investment to local municipalities, provisional boards, to 100 degree schools in order to increase access to basic water supply. In some of the areas that we supply, there's no portable water supply. So, what we're doing there, we just need to redirect some of the boards and facilitate them because some of the quality is still okay. Not all the boards have got fluoride content. Also, there's an ongoing campaign on hygiene education and water wise use in other schools within our area of supply. So we are working together with the municipalities. We've allocated this money to be able to unlock the economic opportunities in those areas. We can forget anything. We are acting like we are the host, but the beauty of it is that the water supply will be off. I thank you.
Thank you very much. That was I'm sure that members are noting everything that we need to get back to on. We take then the last one. We have we are taking the pen.
Thank you, and members of the committee. The presentation by Lepelle, Northern Water. I think it is important to just know we not Lepelle Water, but we Lepelle Northern Water as a water board. Just in terms of the areas that we're going to cover in the presentation, We have already indicated the areas that we're covering last week in terms of the area of jurisdiction in Limpopo province. But we will also today want to take an opportunity to give you thanks again, Chairperson. My name, I'm Levan Lewis Maseni. I am the Chief Executive of Lepelle Natural Water. I think the non-introduction was based on the fact that we had last week introduced ourselves, but my apology for not having introduced myself. I think that's all. Cover mostly the performance of the organization in respect of 2007 and 2008 financial year. And also, we'll attempt towards the end, if time allows, to answer one of the questions that was raised by the committee member in respect of one of the supply areas within the Limpopo province. If we don't get an opportunity to do that, we'll obviously expand on it also next week in the workshop. Our area of supply is Limpopo province, with the current operations mainly concentrated in the Kukuni, Capricorn, as well as Mopani districts and part of the Waterbed district in the west of Limpopo. In terms of the services that we are rendering to the various customers, this ranges from the normal primary activities of providing bulk water services, but we also have a component of providing industrial water to the mines, particularly in the eastern part of Limpopo, in the Palabora area and all that, and also do, to a limited extent, internal reticulation services in the district municipality of the Kukuni in the Duwazi area, where we also are doing both the portable internal reticulation services and sewage reticulation services. These services are provided obviously over contracts and agreements that we have entered into with the municipalities concerned, with the longest being about 30 years for bulk portable water in the Polokwane city in the province. In terms of our annual performance for 2007 and 2008, our performance is obviously based on the key strategic objectives that we had set for ourselves as an organization for the year, which dealt with matters related to internal objectives of the organization as well as the normal primary objective of the organization in terms of provision of bulk water services to the communities that we serve. The challenges that we are faced with in the provision of these services, we have categorized them particularly in terms of our primary objectives and supply from a bulk infrastructure point of view and service provision. We are amongst all the water boards in terms of infrastructure that we have, that at the moment continues of this infrastructure, and that is posing a challenge, particularly in terms of capacity of the infrastructure, and therefore immediate need for us to start with the replacement and refurbishment of some of this infrastructure. There is also a challenge in respect of the type of raw water mortality that we get from the various sources, particularly in the Olifant River system, where there is deteriorating quality of water, which obviously then starts adding costs to our normal operating expenditure for providing water to the people. At the reticulation level, the internal reticulation system and infrastructure is also, for most of the municipalities, getting old, and that adds to some, in some situations, high water losses in the reticulation system. And this prompts for our implementation of water demand management systems in cooperation and partnership with the municipalities concerned. We must not also undermine the impact of what we call unauthorized illegal connections on internal reticulation systems, which in most cases render some of the systems unable to carry the required demand for the communities to get the water. And also the inability, therefore, for municipalities to put in place proper cost recovery mechanisms because of unauthorized connections. The graph that we have put there just indicates, among other things, the challenge that I have already alluded to in terms of the capacity of the infrastructure that we have versus the demand of water by the people due to either growth or in the population and all that. But already as an organization, together with the Department of Water and Environment Affairs, we have started with programs to ensure that that capacity challenge is being taken care of by extending the capacity of some of the treatment works, particularly in the Olifant port system, which supplies the city of Polokwane to increase its capacity. Some of the successes that we have had in the year concerns, we have in partnership with the municipalities implemented cost recovery in rural areas in the Greater Kukuni District Municipality, which is what GSDM stands for, Greater Kukuni District Municipality, where we are we have with the municipality implemented cost recovery covering about 56,000 households. As part of the policy implementation, we have in partnership with the Capital District Municipality supported them to implement free basic water provision, which in the year concerned has covered about 11,000 households. The other successes that we have had, in particular one to raise, the one around the turnaround strategy implementation in the Bapalaworwa local municipality in the east and the greater towards the local municipality. The one about the Bapalaworwa municipality, we identified it as, specifically because we have in the past had a challenge of non-payment by the municipality for bulk water services because the municipality was not receiving any payment from the consumers or from the communities. And we went in together with the municipality, the local municipality and the district municipality of Mopani, to, among other things, install meters and start the billing processes so that the municipality can start getting revenue for them to be able to pay for the bulk water that we are supplying as the water board. For the past 3 years, Lebelle Northern Water, from an audit point of view, have received unqualified reports from independent external auditors. I just want to highlight that in respect of the 2007 and 2008, there were some issues that the auditors have raised which we needed to take cognizance of, particularly around the outstanding debt by municipalities and also just notification matters relating to what we had undertaken as an organization to National Treasury, that we needed to advise National Treasury, particularly around the audits that were done in the previous year of 2006 and 2007. I think just briefly in terms of the financial analysis, the next three slides are tables of our income statement as well as the balance sheet, but all that in terms of just looking at the trends of how we have performed over the years is clearly indicated in this particular slide. That shows the trend in terms of the growth of our revenue and also the fact that despite the growth in revenue, we also have had the growth in operating expenditure within the organization. Due to the outstanding municipal debt in the financial year 2007 and 2008, I want to emphasize, Chairperson, that we were then required by the external auditor to make provision for the outstanding or bad debts in respect of these municipal accounts, and that has led to what you see on the graph there as a downward sort of movement in as far as the surpluses of the organization are concerned. We are taking and have taken steps, obviously, to correct that situation in terms of payments by municipalities, as already alluded, in terms of the work that we are already doing with the local municipalities to help them improve their cost recovery, to improve their ability to pay us in terms of bulk water services. There's a summary that we have provided in terms of performance. Chairperson, those that are not able to clearly see that, those particular slides, the ones which are in green.
Sum up for a minute. I'll give you 1 minute to
sum up the whole thing. All right. I think what...
We have already 15 minutes. We're supposed to have 10 minutes.
Okay. In terms of the performance, I was saying that the performance summary that we have indicated, there are specific areas that we attempt, we have given ourselves a target, and we have also given the indication as to whether we have achieved those particular targets or not in the financial year concerned. I want to, Chairperson, just highlight the important thing around the critical issues that we face, particularly in the province and as Lefele Northern Water, that the issue of non-payment by the municipalities for bulk water services.
This performance, why did you use this? Why did you wait to say that was just green with all the expenses, but nobody can make out of this? You have no way of doing it. You know, this thing, you can't even make out of this. And for your information, we are not only taking this presentation yesterday and saying, close this thing and then we are finished. We are taking this thing back, we are going to work on this figure for our own purpose as members of parliament. When you leave here, you won't even know what is indicated here. There's nothing as far as we are concerned. Even you can try then, when you are finished here, try to have this document, all this document that you, all these cases, just have them in black and white and leave them for us when you are finished. Because you can't make them what is here.
I think just to conclude the point about what I was making relating to the critical issues in the province, I have already talked about the challenge that we have in respect of payment of bulk water services. The other important thing that I just wanted to raise is in respect of the immediate impact for us as in the Lefele Northern Water, due to the obviously the current economic meltdown, we are serving industrial clients who are faced with possibilities of closing down in the eastern part of the province, and that is obviously giving us a bit of a challenge from a revenue point of view. The other challenge is on raw water availability. There are already solutions that have been provided in the province. Members, I believe, are fully aware of the big Olifants River Development Program that is being put in place to build sufficient capacity from a raw water point of view by the Department of Water Affairs. And I think that will assist us in terms of making sure that there is sufficient water in the province. Thank you very much, Chairman.
Thank you very much. We break now for 10 minutes for EET, and then when we come back, we'll do the specials and deliberations. And then the last item, which is the response and commentary by department, we are going to do that at the workshop. Yeah, we are only going to take questions and then answer briefs by the National Treasurer about what we received from the different boards. But this other thing, I think, is
on Overberg, I'm fascinated, thank you for your presentation, with the rigor of that assessment into the treatment plant. I think that type of rigor should be welcomed. And I certainly on a personal level, I'm sure the committee will express itself as well. I would love to see the role. fall out of that kind of rigorous assessment of treatment boards, were increased even more around the Western Cape, and then and also around the rest of the country. That kind of detail is necessary, and certainly helps us do our work much better to know what is happening and what needs urgent intervention. And I think looking into the wastewater plant would also be very, very important. So I certainly hope the department has taken note of that. I do think it's something that should deserve extra financial support. The most substantial point I want to make, and this will be more of a question, is that it's clear that, you know, not only does the department or the minister determine really ultimately the tariff, it has implications on whether how profitable water boards are, and more importantly whether they can invest in infrastructure, which we all know is clearly as a priority because much of it is very, very, very old. But another thing that is also apparent, particularly I would think in the northern areas of South Africa, which are prone to high levels of mining and high levels of agriculture, is that the cost into the future of purifying water or treating water is going to increase substantially. And that is another thing that I hope the department takes into account when it gives you your tariff. And I looked at Makhali's, and I think Makhali's, I don't know enough about the technology, but it's interesting that they are leading the pack in certain types of technology. But I'll also say that's probably completely necessary because they are taking on water that needs to be treated that is of a very, very, very poor standard. I think that particularly of one, the opportunities, but two, also the threats of things like the large amount of acid mine drainage coming out of mines, much of which in itself will cause an environmental disaster and will potentially be even bigger if, as many have threatened, mines start closing down and the pumps in the mines stop working, because then you're going to get a major impact. So, for instance, you know, places like Rand Water presumably have opportunities to buy water, treated water from mines, I would think. And it's the obligation of mines, as far as I'm concerned, to treat their own water before they put it back into the water system. But I'd like my colleagues to give us some further comments on the future costs of treatment, because it has to be something that is going to increase. I mean, reverse osmosis, from what I know, is one of the ways you would treat acid mine drainage. You guys are in an area where there are substantial mines, and it is only going to get worse, the quality of water. And then I would also be interested, and I'll just point put this question to Makhali, is, you know, you raised the issue of algal toxins as well. It's a problem which is getting worse, not better, in the bulk storage dams in and around Gauteng province, which therefore affects many other provinces as well. It's a lot of those storage dams are the responsibility of the department, and I'm not always sure they do enough to actually deal with cyanobacteria and the like, which unfortunately increases the cost of your treatment as well from the water board. So it's the thing that I want the department to take note, because actually they're passing the cost onto the water board, and they limit your ability through the tariff to actually do a good enough job of treating the thing. So your comments on that, but more your comments into the future, how bad could it get with regards to the bulk water, the quality of the water coming into the water board, with specific reference to mines and phosphates and nitrates from runoff, agricultural runoff. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much,
Honourable
Morgan. I'm sure that the board will also then note everything that is directed to an individual board and also the department. Honourable Ndude?
Thank you, Chair. I think mine is also more of comments than questions. I think, Chair, it is proper that credit be given way to. I think many of the water boards since yesterday, I think some really have given, standing support, here. And I think it is important that they should know that the portfolio committee does appreciate the good work that they are doing. I'm very much impressed more by Mahali's, work, in terms of how they've been able to articulate on challenges, but also be able to put separate in the same light so we can be able to see these are challenges, but here are the interventions that we are putting. I sort of wish that maybe that can be a format
that were adopted for portfolio committee moving forward to other, you know, boards to say when they come, it will be very good that they can be able to paint that picture. It makes it easy. It also cuts in terms of the questions, because one is putting challenges, and also be able to present you with the interventions that they are, you know, you're not doing. I'm very much impressed, Mahalis, by your. Having said that, Chair, I also want you to concur with Honourable Morgan in terms of that most of the comments that have been made by all these water boards are actually cutting across, and they vary. But mainly, one of those for me is the issue of the aging infrastructure, that many of them have alluded to the aging infrastructure. The other is the issue of outstanding debt by municipalities, that's the second one. The third one, Chair, is the whole issue of contracts. Seemingly, many are using water without any contracts, and also the issue of service level agreements that they are not in place. And that then leads me to the role of the department. I think I want to say that there are a number of issues from the tariff chairperson as well, listening, you know, on presentation of the tariffs and here. There's a lot that we need to look at in terms of the department. It seems as if, to me that there's a number of issues where the department is failing the water boards in many areas. And I think we really need, as a portfolio committee, pay serious attention to the role of the department in terms of saving the water board instead of assisting them. Because even in some of the responses in there, you said we deal with them at the workshop. When I'm listening to when I was reading some of the responses from the department, I'm shocked when they are actually, abdicating the responsibility to municipalities. What is the role of the department? So I think really, we really need to be dealing very much with the role of the department at the workshop, next week. One of the other areas, Chair, that was raised here by Overbeck on the red flag that they've raised in a number of, areas. It's a really serious call for concern. And I think it's something that shows the danger zone that those areas are in, and it needs a serious agent, intervention, by the department. Because I think more than the same municipalities, the department is supposed to be following, on those in some of these areas. One another thing, Chairperson, that again it needs the department and also the minister. Because it has to do with the municipalities. So it's another, portfolio committee and another minister, for instance. I think there should be at some point, I would suggest as a portfolio committee that we have maybe a joint, committee between our portfolio committee and especially, the department that deals with the municipalities. So that capturing all these presentations, that the department maybe can come at some point to address these two, portfolio committees on these challenges that have actually been presented by the water board, here. Because you'll find that these are some of the areas that this portfolio committee cannot, take it because they overlap to a different ministry. Whereas it then can have a joint sitting of these two portfolio committees, and that the department is able to present these challenges that together maybe this portfolio committee can be able to grapple with and say what can be the joint cooperation that can be done in this particular regard. That would be my suggestion and my contribution so far, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair. You remind me of the conversation that I had yesterday with one of the former chairs of provincial and local governments. And it's the provincial way that you are now giving me this water in environmental affairs. I only became aware today when we were talking in the house, which is so true. I just thought, how is it going with local government and the board? As if he knew that our face is nothing at this very moment. You see? Mm-hmm. And I said, no, don't worry. I'm put there, I'll get them out. Everybody must take his or her own responsibility.
I'm still saying I agree with you. We need to have a joint meeting with that other portfolio committee or the ministry. Anything that could assist us in this regard. If it needs a legislation, we will have to have a legislation. But we can't let the board suffer like this because of another ministry that they don't account to. So I agree with you. Honorable Lovemore?
I'm going to forego my questions and hope that I can raise them next chair. Without wishing to usurp your role, I'm just getting very anxious that we should hear the National Treasury's presentation to get to the House as well. We've got 20 minutes.
So at least you can be 15 minutes late.
Can I?
The report that we have actually received from the board, they are all professionals and indicate that the board are actually working. Mm-hmm. But my concern here is that I don't know whether the board understands the responsibility of the committee in terms of assisting them or maybe lobbying for the support even from the department and elsewhere. Well, if they just paint glossy pictures just to satisfy the committee, it's not going to assist them. Because when they go back home, they will be difficulties. We appreciate the situation whereby both are telling us exactly what is actually taking place at their area of operation. Yeah, with who. Water. They said no qualification, they received no qualification. I mean, the actual meaning of that, if there is no qualification in terms of being disqualification, so what was the opinion of the auditor? Well, there is no qualification which is no qualification. They should be something. In relation to Albany, you have actually indicated that we need to do something at this committee. And maybe let each department account for this. Because as Honorable Ngota has said, yes, each department has been playing a very neutral role in terms of assisting this board, of which it is their core function. They are Department of Water and Environmental Affairs. They are not Department of anything else other than water. So if they've got nothing to do with water, why do they continue to sit with the water boards where they don't have any assistance that they give? I mean, it's something that needs us to maybe consult broadly. And lastly, all of them, an indication of quality assurance measures, because we must make sure that whatever we give to our people, there is quality. So there must be an indication, even if that is going to be maybe debated in the workshop, the board must come up with a clear strategy as to how do you then begin to say this is quality that is being provided by that particular board. And an overarching mechanism that incorporates boards not to work inside it. Because this competition, you find that one board will say, I'm the biggest board. Others will say I'm the most progressive board, you know. So you don't know what constitutes a progressive one, what constitutes a big board, what is a big board. I mean, the department maybe will indicate in that.
Thank you very much,
Dr. Miyangi.
Honorable
Matele.
Thank you very much, Honorable Matele.
For the involvement of the community in Blue Water. We have called them so eloquently about their good relationship with communities and their lives. but you haven't given the details of the involvement of this region. Maybe, for example, in terms of the community for members of the community for any other activity that you might be involved. And another thing is also provided us with a list of projects that are to be finished to the tune of 63 million. But I'm still really not satisfied with that. I just want to know as to what extent they have been constructed that in all these projects. To my other question, you have indicated that you are providing one of the different projects, Mpumalanga, but you haven't mentioned any municipality of Mpumalanga. You have mistaken me. But apart from people I haven't seen anything related to this rural sanitation factor that is spoken about. And that is then provided with the and also the issue of sanitation plants in during apartheid time. All the purification plants were built in house, which really are most vulnerable people in remote areas didn't benefit from them. Because it was impossible to provide water to those areas. But now I want to know as to whether in your plans now, do you have any plans of establishing this purification plants in remote rural areas? For instance, in the areas like Omuse, where there are next to lots of camps. And because of the lack of irrigation plant there, they can't access water from there.
Thank you very much. Does anyone have any other questions?
Thank you, Professor. Thank you very much for it. The question, let me start by comparing with the Honorable Morgan on his report, but I wonder if I would be really opposed what he means to the important information we have publicly doing contrary, but here is. It has made a very good input and I appreciate that to the Honorable Morgan. Chairperson, I should think one of the fundamental issues that we must address is the working relationship between Water Board, the department, in order to make sure that all services are running very smoothly. And the information the dissemination of information also is an issue that must be taken care of. And Overbeck Water Board, they have put a very slim record and good information to us, but I never hear talking about the capacity building. That is an issue. At the workshop, we must give us the issue in relation to capacity and gender equity, those things we want them. And the role, when the municipalities are failing to pay and so on, I should think for them, this board, we must give us that information.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, and they can work. No, that is not a remedy. It's a chaos. That one will be a chaos. Then the lack of monitoring, I should think, also a problem on our part as department, but we make sure that we monitor all our services as department. Because you can't have the municipality just failing to sign an agreement. There is no monitoring tool and so on of whether those agreements are signed or not. Because failure we to sign the agreement, then which means the service must start. It will never continue. So up to this far, I should think the
Makali.
I'm not My heart is full. They've spoken about an education campaign, educational campaign, when people are visiting their principal education class. And I should think on the part of the school that they have mentioned, it's where they are planning their recruitment. I should think in the class, how do they plan or how do they recruit from those schools that are visiting their principal education class. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. The last one is Ms. Kagan. Thank you very much. I will allow Mahali to respond because most of the questions were directed to Mahali. Others were just for length of issues that members felt that they needed to be addressed. And if there are additional issues, we're expecting the department to be on board to have information as far as this board is concerned. So on Tuesday, when we deal with some of these issues that we're dealing with, it's obvious that there will be issues that will be raised by members as far as the board presentation is concerned, and we're expecting the department to assist us in those regards. The issue of the Albany code, the email is already gone to the minister, that constitutionally, we have oversight over the executive. So if the department or whoever is giving us problems, the minister must come and account. Okuti and Odilaja and Nabo, it's none of our business. She must come and account. Why is this president not coming to Parliament? Whatever we're supposed to tell those people, we are going to tell their principal, which is the minister. So the email is already gone. Thank you very much. Mahali, can you respond and then we'll respond only for 3 minutes because the questions were direct. And then those questions that you have difficulty in responding to, you can leave those and then the department will have to discuss next week. Because we want for this remaining 15 minutes to quickly take the national treasurer.
Thanks a lot, Chair. On the questions raised by Honorable Morgan, is that currently the Ministry of Department of Water and Environmental Affairs has not sort of profiled the road quality status in the catchment. So we've got a problem, it still remains a problem in terms of our water status. We end up spending a lot of money under variable costs in terms of your chemicals and so many systems to make sure that we purify that water. So that one remains a challenge. We would like the minister to be vigilant in terms of catchment, because we get most of the water from the retained flows. So that water requires a lot of monitoring, because as the water goes through our dams, pollution is increasing. Right. The other issue is that Honorable Morgan, the focus has been a lot on quantity. Like we've got the joint water technical task team, whereby all the stakeholders come together, the mining community, the industries, your rainbow chickens, and everyone, to really zoom into this issue of quality and quantity. Because what we did is Mahali's Water, we did engage Omnia. These are the guys who are dealing with nitric and phosphoric acid to check on the migration of pollution in the catchment. At this point in time, we haven't identified anything in terms of the migration of pollution. And on the issue of Honorable Matele, there was this question on to say, Mpumalanga, where are we working? Our nexus with Mpumalanga has always been through the Department of Water Affairs in terms of operation maintenance. That's where Mahan's Water, that's where we've been operating a lot. So, we also acknowledge the fact that, yes, we do have cross boundary municipalities, and that is it. So, we are engaging the municipalities. I think my colleague would like to lash on
one minute,
thank you, Chair. My name is Kosi Vilarabi, chief of Mahali's Water. On the question asked by the Honorable Morgan, we need to work together as the department or as the water board, and across the board require or impose that the mines and industrialists that may pollute the water accumulate the rehabilitation reserve balance. So if we put that aside, it can be imposed in form of a levy, or we require a reserve that can then be deposited back into our coffers, because when the mines are gone, we are remaining with the liability treat that water and reflect the expectation of the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Blue Water. Okay, we have a clean audit, we have no qualification. Okay, we have no, we have a clean audit, meaning we have an unqualified audit.
We have an unqualified audit.
That's correct. In respect of the community projects, I can provide you with great detail, but they range from water conservation projects with different schools, both in the rural areas that we serve, as well as sports development in the Tabantu area and the Vepinar, the Vetsdorf area, where our biggest plants are.
Can we get a written report in the chapter?
You may.
So that we can avail the copies to the members.
You may say on the BE, our total BE.
Everything thing that has been asked by Honorable Matebe concerning your involvement in the community, and also on how do you pay back to the community, can you then send a report to the office of the chair in order for me to be able to give copies to the members?
Okay, let's take National Treasury. Parliament, yeah. But otherwise, person who has asked since yesterday, those who were here from yesterday, and those who arrived only today, thank you very much for the presentation. Some of the presentations were actually very good. We never expected to have such a presentation. And those that did not have very good presentations, I would say we stayed with the board that has got friendships with other boards in Africa to run a start having friendships with the local boards and try and assist them so that when we go to Africa, we all then have the same understanding of how boards are being run, water boards in particular. You have a huge task if you're not aware. Water is something that is very scary in the whole world. So South Africa, we are faced with hosting the summer tournament next year. We don't want people to say that when we went to South Africa, there was no water for us. Because that will not only implicate us as South Africa, but the whole Africa. So please try your best. We don't have any intention of doing away with you, but we want to assist you. But we can only assist you if you assist us. So Kalyenge correctly said that you need not to hide challenges. We need to know what are the challenges in order for us to be able to answer. Thank you very much. That was a very good presentation. See you next time. Please, when you invite me next time, nobody will be ill, nobody will be new. Just come to us. Thank you very much. AMC, can you please
That has been the afternoon to be in the world.